Vermont's junior Senator Bernie Sanders is now a national figure, but has his role changed in the Senate? Correspondent Matt Laszlo has this story from Washington about Sanders' day job in the nation's capital.
Sanders has always been gruff, but before he hit the presidential campaign trail and came back to Washington as a progressive icon, he would stop in the halls of the Capitol and answer questions from reporters. Not anymore.
Senator Sanders, seems like
In fact, Sanders hasn't been available for a call-in show with constituents on VPR since March of 2015. He recently had time for a national primetime town hall on CNN, where he faced off against Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Sanders has now been elevated to a leadership position among Senate Democrats, a post he uses to lash out against President Trump.
When Trump talks about 3 to 5 million people voting illegally, he is sending a message to every Republican governor in this country to go forward with voter suppression. The great political and democratic crisis we face now in this country is not voter fraud, it is voter suppression.
So is Bernie Sanders a changed man after his newfound national fame? Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey offers this.
Not at all. His enhanced stature because of his presidential bid makes him an invaluable voice now on all of the issues that Donald Trump has elevated for the political battleground of 2017.
Republicans beg to differ. Sanders is the top Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee, where he sits across from its chairman, Republican Mike Enzi of Wyoming. Enzi brushes aside Sanders' message.
Even before he was presidential candidate, he was grandstanding. And I have most of his speeches memorized. I know that he believes that you can tax the highest 1% in America and balance the budget with it, fix Social Security, fix Medicare, fix everything. We actually took a list of that top 1% of their total assets, and it would run the government for about 3 months. So that's not the solution.
Democrats view Sanders' role differently. Vermont Congressman Peter Welch says Sanders is doing vital work for the party in a time where Democrats lack a national leader.
Well, Bernie is a national spokesperson for the revitalization of the Democratic Party. He has the stature of an extraordinarily competitive presidential race. He's been embraced by Schumer as a member of leadership. So I'd say he's one of the most prominent spokespeople we have.
Welch says Sanders' appeal to blue-collar workers is just what the party needs right now.
Well, Bernie really did well with working-class voters. And we lost it. We lost a lot of those working-class voters. So I think Bernie really tapped into the frustration that people have, some of whom went for Trump. But Bernie was offering concrete solutions that are widely embraced by the base of the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party seems to be at a crossroads. This weekend, DNC members will cast votes for who will lead their party into the 2018 midterm election. The top contenders are President Obama's former Labor Secretary Tom Perez and early Sanders backer, Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison, whom Sanders has endorsed in the DNC showdown. But Congressman Welch says his party isn't warring with each other about whether to go further left or to pivot towards the middle.
I don't agree with that. I think that they're agreeing to agree. I mean, all of them are focused on a 50-state strategy. They know that we have to win in red states. They believe in organizing, and they all agree pretty much on a progressive agenda.
For progressives, Sanders remains the symbol of where the party needs to go. Prominent progressive Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva says Sanders is playing a vital role for the minority party in Washington.
He's a link to what we need to do, and by keeping the tone up and economic populism as an issue, I think it can do nothing but help us and hopefully move a lot of Democrats into that direction.
Vermont's own Bernie Sanders promises to play a key national role for the Democratic Party over the next 2 years. What that will mean for his constituents remains to be seen, because Republicans are in power for the next 2 years. And while he's the darling of progressives, he doesn't seem to have the ear of many in the GOP. For VPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.